This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A warning this morning from Airbus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The European aircraft maker says the future of its A400M military cargo plane is in doubt if European governments fail to cough up more cash. Airbus says it'll cancel production. That could cost thousands of jobs. We're going to bring in Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard, who's with us live this morning from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's this aircraft designed to do?
It's a very big military transporter, not a jet, a turboprop plane, capable of carrying a lot of heavy military equipment and troops. It's much bigger than the old Lockheed warhorse, the Hercules, but smaller than the Boeing C-17, which is truly massive. In that sense, the A400M fills an important gap between these two other transporters.
And what's going on here? I mean, what's the problem? Is this technical? Is it financial?
Well, there have been technical problems. There always are. But they're not thought to be insuperable. Money is the real issue. It's proving a lot more expensive than Airbus originally thought. It's $7 billion over budget. And Airbus is asking the seven mainly European countries that ordered the plane to pay more for it. But these governments are running out of cash. They're reluctant to cough up more money. So what we have now is a game of poker. I mean, Airbus is saying we'll cancel this project if we don't get more money. Some of the governments are saying no way. So we'll see who blinks first.
All right. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
All right. Let's check numbers. Markets in Europe are lower right now by about 0.5%. Asian shares were mixed today. Japanese and Chinese markets were up. Hong Kong stocks were lower. Yesterday on Wall Street, markets rose. The S&P and NASDAQ tacked on about 0.25% or less. The Dow was up 45 points to close at 10,663. Oil prices fell below 82 bucks a barrel today, partly because temperatures are expected to moderate this week here in the United States. A cold spell gripped much of the East for the past week. Florida was hit hard with snow flurries as far south as Orlando and sub-freezing temperatures over the sensitive region that grows a heck of a lot of oranges. You might think the price of orange juice will go up with the toll the orange crop has taken, but that's not necessarily the case. From Station WGCU in Fort Myers, John Davis reports.
It's too soon to quantify how the cold temperatures will affect Florida's $9 billion a year citrus industry. Gene McAvoy of the University of Florida says growers are working to protect their groves and stop long-term tree damage.
A lot of these damaged tissues, you know, if you get a leaf that's been frostburnt, is an opening for disease to come in, so they'll be applying more fungicides and trying to counteract some of those type of effects.
The USDA releases its monthly report on citrus this morning. The report sets the prices growers can get for their fruit. But Andrew Meadows of Florida Citrus Mutual says the report isn't the only factor that affects the price of orange juice.
Retail prices are affected by how much production is not only in Florida but in Brazil as well, which is a major exporter to the United States.
Cold weather losses will likely be factored into retail prices after the USDA's February report. Nearly 70% of the country's citrus comes from Florida. From Fort Myers, I'm John Davis for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
There's a new fad in sports drinks. Just talked about orange juice a moment ago. Well, big beverage companies are investing millions of dollars in coconut water. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler tells us they're betting American consumers will drink it up in groves.
Many Americans have heard of it.
Get your coconut water.
Harry Belafonte and other singers have touted the tropical cure-all for years.
Coca got a lot of iron. Make you strong like a lion.
But selling coconut water in this country is a fairly new idea. Not one, but three brands are vying to break into the U.S. market. One drink is called Vita Coco. Another brand, Zico, has attracted investment from beverage giant Coca-Cola. Rival Pepsi is jumping in with both feet. It recently bought the largest coconut water company in Brazil, and Pepsi Bottling has a U.S. distribution deal with a drink called One.
It's truly nature's sports drink.
Rodrigo Veloso is CEO and founder of One. The letters O-N-E stand for One Natural Experience.
Coconut water has everything that an athlete is seeking. You have the hydration through the electrolytes and 660 milligrams of potassium, which is more potassium than a banana.
I asked John Seisher, editor and publisher of Beverage Digest, are Americans ready for coconut water?
American consumers in recent years have become more like Japanese consumers in that they are interested in experimenting with new kinds of beverages. And Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper Snapple are continuously looking for new ideas and new kinds of beverages.
In terms of coconut water, so far, Seisher says,
no one really has broken through yet.
Most of the coconut drinks sell for around $2 a piece. Rodrigo Veloso says his drink isn't just for athletes. It can also be marketed to party animals.
Coconut water is the ultimate hangover prevention.
It's the rehydration, he says, that staves off the hangover. If the idea catches on, you might soon hear people asking bartenders for their favorite alcohol mixed with
coconut.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, maybe the financial downturn's got you too broke to give your honey a Valentine's Day gift. Greeting card company Order of St. Nick has a special card for the occasion.
Box of chocolates. She'll be lucky to get a box of rocks for me this year. Tough times call for tough love.
I made you a Valentine, but I had to burn it in the trash can to stay warm.
Friends with benefits? Only if you're talking about health, 401k, and dental.
A card for every occasion, and for empty wallets, too. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us there. And, of course, check out the podcast, too, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.